what we aspire to here is of a very different sort. It's through actually practicing at the depths of each of those traditions, and each meditator will bring their own background, their own goals, their own faith tradition, or shall I say, skeptical tradition with them as they enter these practices. So that from the ground up or the heart out, we can engage in dialogue that's not just about ideas, that's not just about texts, but is about experience. And through that experience and the dialogical factor between fellow meditators, not in this case a dialogue necessarily between meditators and scientists, but here between a meditator grounded in the Sufi tradition, a meditator grounded in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, and a meditator grounded in a Christian tradition, sitting together and talking about their experience of the divine ground. That, I think, can produce an understanding first at a very individual level, hopefully from there growing into seminars, colloquiums, and so on, a new kind of interreligious dialogue that is not simply at the theoretical level and not simply sitting together in silence, as has been very well done, but kind of the agree to disagree. We want to push deeper than that, to say, no, it's not just the silence, because we know that even in verbal silence, a billion things can be going on in one's mind and heart. We want a dialogue at the level of the spirit and be translators of our experience, not between languages, but between entire religious paradigms. And we do believe that through a practice so sustained and so single-pointed, we can begin to replicate or parallel the experiences of the great mystics, of the great seers of the past, the great yogis of the past. And then we're not talking based on theory. We're not talking about based on what others have written about and said. We're talking experience to experience. And that I can't say is entirely unprecedented, because we know that those kinds of encounters have been made between the great spiritual adepts even of the last century. But we're trying to create an environment where that's not just one rare individual who happens to be extraordinarily gifted in the spiritual life, but we're actually cultivating it. And we know that when you cultivate a garden, the plants grow. And so when you cultivate a garden of yogis of many different traditions, eventually the realizations will grow and the heart-to-heart dialogue will grow.